If we're going to be honest, when we look at the Haggadah, there's a very obvious question that should bother us if we're willing to ask ourselves honest questions. And that is, why is Maggid so long? Why does it take us so long to eat? You come home, you're hungry, it's been a long day, a long week, a long month. You make Kiddush, and we spend a couple of hours on Maggid before we eat. Programmatically speaking, you give some people to have something, a farsh by something, or either you talk over food, or you serve something, a crudité, and then you get down to business. So if we follow the position of the Rambam that karpas needs to be more substantial, that's one thing. The Ashkenazim have the practice bedavka to eat less nekazayas and matzah to balance all the brachas so that our hadama could cover more as well. We won't make it bar nefashos. When all is said and done, we make kiddush, and then there's a long, long pause before matzah. So there is a mitzvah of secret tears from trying. We could have fulfilled that presumably during the meal as well. Well, let's save the divrei Torah for after we wash. We could ask that question in a somewhat more halachic way. We could say, look, Gemara tells us, and we follow this the halacha, Rabbi Akiva sought to keep the kids involved, to keep the kids engaged, to give them snacks. Why give snacks? Just let's eat. We could ask a question in even more halachic fashion. All throughout the year, every night and morning of Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a din of Kiddush Rakam Suda. That the Kiddush needs to be connected to the rest of the meal. And as a result, we do our best to avoid unnecessary downtime in between Kiddush and washing. So you have a large group of people, it may take time for everyone to wash, but unnecessary lag we avoid to the extent that Yekkas even take care of Netilas HaYadayim in advance, so they can go straight from Kiddush into Hamotzi. So all of a sudden, Leil HaSeder, we seem to have thrown Kiddush and Makom Suda out the window. So we're going to make Kiddush, and then it's going to be hours. Hours. Before we make hamotzi. Why? So there could be several answers. I want to share now, we have very little time. Share just one. And that speaks to the interdependence of the two main mitzvahs of the night. Two mitzvahs that we have until Shibana Beis HaMikdash will have a Karban Pesach. But for now, we have matzah, we have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we know that the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Haggadah, requires matzah. We say it near the beginning of Maggid, the last piece of the instructions. The timing of the Seder, the timing of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it needs to be Friday night. Why? B'shashesh matzah mara munachim lefanecha. You gotta have the matzah in order to mekayim Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And as we say later on, Rabbi Leil reminds us that one of the key aspects of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not only telling the story, but relating the story to the mitzvah halayim. So we need our props for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the matzah needs to, as yet, be uneaten. It needs to be Exhibit A on the table to enhance our Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But not only does Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim require matzah, but more subtly, matzah requires Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Torah describes the matzah as lechem oni, bread of oni. How do you translate the word oni? So most of the Gemara's interpretations are oni means Lashon ani, bread of poverty. It's impoverished bread, so it has no. The recipe is very simple. We don't enrich it. It's not matzah shira. It has no eggs. It has no flavoring, and it's lechem oni. It's poor man's bread in the sense that it's broken in advance. Madarkush only beprusa. So we have rationed, unenriched bread, rationed, unenriched matzah for our seder. But there's another sense of lechem oni. The Gemara tells us. Not only milashen ani, but milashen aniya. It's bread of conversation. The Gemara says that the matzah, in order to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah, but this piece of matzah, it needs to be lechem sha'onim al dvarim harim. It has to be bread which many words have been said over. The conversation needs to have happened over this bread, almost as though the matzah, so to speak, absorbs the conversation. You say, Rashi says, it's magid and the beginning of hal that we have. At the end of Maggid, secretes the bread, the matzah, absorbs the words of the Maggid. The matzah absorbs the words of the Shevach and Hodah that's telling you the story, recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becoming grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All those words are absorbed into the matzah. Usually in English we use the term eating your words as a pejorative, as something derogatory. But from a halachic standpoint, there's nothing better than eating your words. That's the mitzvah of matzah leil haseder. It's not just to eat matzah, it's to eat the matzah. We're meant to intertwine in as many modes as possible with the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Matzah symbolizes avdus and symbolizes cheirus. Matzah reminds us of the terrible conditions when we are avadim. It also reminds us, as Rabbi Gamliel points out, the rapidity and the precision with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. It speaks to both galus and geula, and it's absorbed all the conversations, all the questions, and all the ideas that were raised over the course of Magid get absorbed into the matzah. We don't just eat matzah Leil HaSeder, we eat our Magid. And it's for that reason, not only does Magid require matzah still on the table, but the mitzvah of matzah can't really happen. It's not enough that it's unenriched and with yachatz, broken, rationed matzah, lechem ani, poor man's bread. But over the course of Magid and the halal at the end of Magid, it becomes lechem sha'olam al dvar marbe. The matzah becomes enriched, not with flavoring, but the matzah becomes enriched with the ideas and with the feelings and with the shevach v'hodah, and now we're ready, after a rich Magid, now we're finally ready to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah.